One of the biggest things that I take pride in, especially as the person that I am now, is being able to stay out of the way and stay in the cut. I'm not the type of person that like to be out in crowds. I'm not the type of person that want to be out in the know. You know, I don't really care anymore about what's going on. And I'm also the type of person too that my intuition is very strong. So if I feel like something is off, I'm not going to want to be around it. One of my biggest superpowers is that I can walk in a room and read the energy of anything or anyone. I can read that energy. And if it's off, I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want to surround myself with any of that. Because I don't want to surround myself with any of that, I take pride in basically minding my neck. I'm taking my mental health very seriously because, like I said, there was a good part of me, a good part, about a good 12 years that, there was a good 12 years where I lost myself. I didn't know where I was going. I was doing shit that I ain't had no business doing. And I was fucking around with people I ain't had no business fucking around with. Those 12 years were very crazy and very traumatic. But those 12 years made me into something that I am now. And that's a woman that stays out of the way. When the pandemic hit, I was like real, like, I don't know, paranoid. I was real paranoid of everyone and everything. And then I made some real huge, drastic choices during that time. But I ended up getting my own little space. And I turned it into something that I didn't think I would acquire. That I didn't have during those 12 years. And I turned it into a home. I turned it into something where, like, you know, it's made just for me. And it gives me a peace of mind, which is something that is very important. I have everything in my little space. I have everything. I have everything that makes me money and I have everything that keeps me whole. My little space is my office, my entertainment, my sleep, my pleasure. It is just so peaceful in my little home. And I ended up acquiring something that I didn't think I would end up acquiring. And that is, I have plants. I didn't think I would ever acquire plants. I have two plants. One is the bamboo plant and another one is a money plant. And they're growing and they're thriving just right. And I started, you know, truly focusing on the things that matter in my life, which is making sure that I live my life very, very peacefully. And not only just peacefully, but happily too. You know, I hate when I hear about things happening to people that didn't deserve for things to happen to them. I hate that. I hate that very much. But I also hate it when we get ourselves into situations that we don't have to get ourselves in. You be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that is the life changer. One of the things that I learned is that taking accountability, not just for myself and the things, you know, the decisions that I make and the things that I hold as morals and values. But I had to start taking accountability for the people that I was allowing around me. Because like I said, one of the things is that I, you know, I'm starting to trust that people are going to be who they are. But you don't want nobody around you who, even in times of elevation, still has the mindset of a broke person. And I don't know. But one of the things I don't like to do is I don't really like to do hood shit like that. Like, I think the only hood shit I probably like to do is to smoke. But if I ain't smoking cannabis, then I don't really like to do hood shit. I don't like to go out and be at hood block parties and be at, you know, dice or spade games. I don't like to do shit like that. I don't care. I don't know how to play spades, and I have no interest in learning how to play spades. If somebody does teach me, I'm all with it, because I feel like spades is a part of Black culture. I'm all with learning, but I have no interest. I have no interest whatsoever. My interest is in innovating and creation. I love innovating things, and I love creating things, and I love bringing about changes and all of that too. But I like going to space. I like going to fuck the space. Okay. I like traveling. Okay. I astro travel all the motherfucking time, and my mind is always 10 steps ahead. So I smoke a lot of weed, right? And I eat a lot of weed. Well, I don't smoke weed anymore. I haven't smoked weed in the last 4 or 5 months, but I eat a lot of weed, and I'm always high at night, and I be going to Pluto. I was on Mars the last time, but Mars is a pretty odd planet. It's a pretty odd planet. It has water. It has water. It has the liquid substance. Not sure what it is. And, you know, it has all of that. It has liquid substance, and it has some kind of weathering. I'm not sure if it's what you call weather. But I was there, and it was cool. And then I left there, and I decided to spin the block on Mercury real quick. Mercury is a cool place. Kind of my speed. A little too fast. Well, way too fast. But kind of my speed. Mercury is lit, depending on which side you go to. Because, yeah, I remember there's like two sides to Mercury. So you got the Virgo side and you got the Gemini side. I was on both sides. My favorite side, when I want to chill, I'll go to the Virgo side. But when I'm trying to get lit and all that, I'll go to the Gemini side. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then after that, I decided to take a spin to Saturn. Now, Saturn was pretty cool, but it's very dark on Saturn. It's very dark. Pluto and Saturn is like the dark planets to me. They were very, very dark. But it was very cool because I was able to, like, it was shit that was going on that I couldn't, like, I was like, how the fuck am I going to explain this shit? Like, you ever been so high where you're in a whole thought, like you're dreaming of some shit. And you just, and it was like an odd ass dream. Like this dream I had, so I'm on Saturn, and it was like beautiful, like different kinds of people. They weren't black and they weren't white, but they were like a dark purple, light blue, like lime, evanescence green, and you know, and they were just really beautiful people. You know, they had different hairstyles, different personalities, but all of these personalities were very different. Like, they had personalities where you couldn't put an exact label on. But they were very peaceful people, and they coexisted with one another, and they didn't fight each other, and they didn't kill each other. They wasn't out for one another. They were just simply in their zone, having a good time, not worried about who's who and who's what. Truly being open and being themselves. They were different people. Different people. Or different beings. Because I wouldn't consider themselves people if they were on Saturn, right? They were different beings. And they all had an idea. They all had an idea that was a contributor to whatever they, that, you know, they're building on this planet. And I was like, what the fuck? Yo, this shit is cool as hell. See, I love money and I talk about money all the time. I talk about having it and, you know, money can buy you access, but what it cannot buy you is peace. It can't buy you peace and it cannot buy you wisdom. It can't buy you inept wisdom. Because anybody can have money. Anybody can have money. A fool can have money. And it's what they do with the money that matters, right? So a person can have a lot of money, right? Can have all this money, be rich, and give that person about an hour. If that person don't have no type of financial literacy, if that person don't take the time to acquire some type of intellectual, base where he can establish an education about money and learning about where to put his money and how to use his money and what happens when he, you know, when you don't spend your money wisely, that will be gone. But a person that has intellectual, you know, abilities to be able to handle money, learn about money, and know how to spend money can still be miserable, but still have money. I want to talk about having money and not being miserable. I want to talk about having money and not being miserable, because there's too many people with money that are miserable, believe it or not. It's too many people without money that are miserable, and there's too many people with money that are miserable. And I want to talk about what money cannot buy. And what it cannot buy is true, pure happiness, a peace of mind. When you come across people that are not troublemakers, that are just not into drama, that don't want to be out in them streets, don't want to be out in crowds, that just want to lay low and be in the cut and fucking chill and be creative. They're always working hard. They always working. You know what I'm saying? But when they do have free time, they just want to chill and be in the cut and have a good time. When you come across people like that, cherish them and hold on to them. That's God. Because when a person like that is in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's not a good thing. That's bad. It's karma for when we lose people like that. As someone who's a Gemini, I noticed that out of all the signs, Geminis die the most. And it's like, what the fuck, man? We always dying because of some shit. It's either we get murdered, we're getting offed, or just doing too much. And it's sad because there has been some very great Geminis that have left this earth due to unfortunate circumstances that could have been prevented. And it hurts. We have to be careful of the people we choose to surround ourselves with. And we have to be careful of the circumstances that we allow ourselves to be around. Because Geminis were very curious, it's so important for Geminis to find God. You have to find God. You have to find your spiritual frame of reference, and you have to find your peace of mind. As a Gemini, for me, my peace of mind has became in finding God and staying out of the way and doing things such as don't kill the messenger with Dream Nicole. You have to find an equilibrium to keep out of the way so you don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And even if so, you make sure that you keep your head up and you stay happy and you stay blessed. You don't do wrong onto other people. I always wanted to take off in life. I always wanted to go up. People ask me, you know, do you drink liquor? And here and there, but I'm not a drinker. That's not what I prefer to do. Like I said, I'm a pothead. Dabble a little psychedelics sometime. Not a lot. But I like to expand my mind. And so I realized that when I drink, it doesn't really expand my mind. It makes me feel like shit. And then I end up feeling like shit. And then shit ends up happening to where I'm feeling more like shit. I don't know, but having the spins is not fucking fun. I don't like having the spins. And I don't like feeling like I'm about to throw up and be nauseated, because that's what the fuck liquor does. Like I said, with me, when I be nice and lifted, everything be like, bing, like a nice fast astro travel. And then everything is freaking beautiful and I'm surrounded by, you know, colors and nice, beautiful shapes and freaking messages, philosophical messages. And, you know, I'm chilling and kicking it with my ancestors, you know, and I'm chilling and kicking with all the beautiful good spirits and stuff. I be on a rocket going right to space. But the beauty of that is that I'm working hard to be able to live the way that I live and to be able to do what I do. That's the beauty of it. Because I know how hard life is. Life is really hard. And I've been through some crazy shit. I've been through some really fucking crazy shit. I've been through some shit that I don't know how I survived and why. But I know that God didn't give up on me. God didn't give up on me. People get second chances. And when you get second chances, do you take the chances and build it into a great foundation for yourself? Or do you take the second chance and you squander it and you just throw it away? I want to speak on someone that we lost. Someone that in the hip hop community lost, the rap community lost. It broke my heart because
I was a huge fan of the group Migos, hip hop group from Atlanta. The rapper Takeoff, who was the third of the Migos, was murdered on November 1st, 2022. And it hasn't sat well with me, and it's been making me feel really sad. I'm actually mourning a bit. He was a very talented rapper for sure. And I know his pen game was sick as fuck. And he was definitely the underrated part. He was definitely the underrated one of the Migos for sure. Fellow Gemini, by the way. He was very unproblematic. He wasn't the type of rapper who was making, who was making noise. He wasn't never in no drama. You didn't hear about him in no controversy. He always stayed to himself. He stayed low. He stayed in the cut. Very unproblematic, very peaceful. And it hurts. It hurts that he's not here. He deserves to be here. He deserves to be here. He has a huge legacy now in a Geminian community. Many Geminis before him, were taken due to unfortunate circumstances. It's very, very sad. And like I said, I'm hurt, but I want to celebrate his legacy. And I want to celebrate his legacy, the contributions that he made to music. Like I said, he's a very brilliant rapper, very brilliant writer. And just, the reason for why the Migos became successful the way they have. Each of them are stars in their own right in the group, but those who really love music and really are creative innovators truly gravitated to Takeoff and was able to understand his ad-libs, was able to understand his metaphors, was able to understand his bars, was able to understand just the fact that he was just so different and out of this world. He was truly out of this world. He truly held the last rocket. And that, to me, is very, very amazing. So, my deepest sympathies and my condolences goes out to his family, as well as Quavo and Offset. His legacy will live on. It just will. So, it just will. It just will live on. I want to thank you guys for a great season of Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. I am very grateful that you guys allow me to do this. Not even just allow me to do this, but that I've finally just stepped up to the plate and sucked up whatever I had and just say, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do this shit. I usually give out shout outs when I do these podcasts, but I'm not going to give out any shout outs except for to the Dream Gods. You guys are amazing. You know, you guys are fucking amazing for supporting me and my endeavors all these years. I want to definitely say that this has been a great season. And with that being said, my name is Dream Nicole. This is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole, season one. It's been good. It's been a wrap. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, you know what the fuck going on, nigga. Yeah.
Bless this beat.
Count up my money and give me them blues.
Count it up.
Bust me pipe on you.
Pipe up.
I'ma gon' bust my move.
Fucking no friend by the two.
Two.
I been approved. You can't get in, I'ma draw by 10 and flex on you.
Flex.
I been up.
Hey.
We been up.
Hey.
I been up.
Hey.
I had to grind for days.
Grind.
I been up. I can't sleep. What's wrong?
We can set my lips on her tongue.
Came a long way. We all on.
Plain Jane cost a 50. Main things in my mentions.
Plain.
They don't really know the how.
Hell.
They don't really know the distance.
Told them that I was gonna make it, they laugh.
Didn't believe in my decision.
Nope.
I tried to tell them they ain't listen.
Nope.
They blind, they can't see the vision.